Smoke clouds waft across the battlefield, carrying the reek of death and gunpowder. Warriors of the Navajo lay in streams of blood flowing through the village, some dead, eyes fixed in their final moments, lifeless and unafraid, while the others are tortured, gouged, scalped, and flayed, their body parts paraded through the crowds, cheering with carnal repletion. Soldiers remove their clothes, bathing in the spilled blood of women and children, some crooning and sobbing, discarnate and primal, one again with the elements of earth and hell from whence they came. In a temple dipped into the earth, carved upon mud walls and sandstone, etchings of feral creatures flash in the light of a pyre, flames raging, satiated by the flesh it was fed. A boy lay upon the ground, staring into an abysmal void. His mouth moves in unspoken and ancient shapes, an invocational whisper that spreads black tendrils through the air, frivolously swaying and growing. The boy's head snaps to the man watching across the hogan, stewing in nauseating terror, drunk with rage and self-contempt. The boy retches and the tendrils lunge from his mouth toward the man, wrapping themselves around his body, digging into his skin and slithering through his veins. The man writhes on the ground, clawing away chunks of skin, revealing wriggling tufts of black fur spreading over his body. He clenches his neck, choking on the inky shadows squirming in his throat until finally he careens forward, falling dead into the dirt floor.